You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Just a Boy and His Dog. It's a boy here. Dog is here on the show this time. Welcome. Ready to have a pretty chill night. It is a Monday. We're starting quite a bit later than intended. Got a little busy trying to eat dinner late, but...
You know how dogs
be. You know, sometimes they'll eat at 4 p.m. Occasionally, they will eat at 11. Yeah. They try to switch it up.
I mean, like, it's boring, man.
Yeah, that's true. Routine can be a good thing, but it can also ruin a vibe.
Exactly. You gotta be healthy doses.
Yeah, healthy doses of structure mixed with a little bit of craziness. Gotta spice up your life. Anyways, so we're gonna transfer over to some music.
Yeah.
Is this a show that plays music? I think it is.
I don't know, man. It's serious. I'm just talking.
That is very fair.
I make the rules.
Yeah, you just follow. So.
Well, all right.
Are you saying you're about be a rule breaker, or is this show gonna be off the chain? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Is that a dog pun?
It was a dog pun. Unleashed. But preferably in a park that allows dogs.
That's pretty insensitive. You're talking to a dog right now. So.
Hey, man, we're going to play some music.
Let's do that.
All right, coming up is White Ferrari by Frank Ocean. Going to be opening up our show.
I love that guy.
He's a cool guy, excellent artist.
Dude, yeah.
Dude, on the album cover, his green hair, very cool.
Pineapple?
Yeah, it stands out pretty well on the album. The rest of it's very grayscale, so yeah, it looks pretty cool. Solid pop of color. Anyways, White Ferrari by Frank Ocean.
Too many years since I stood our lips on a facelift. Mind over matter is magic. I do magic. If you think of marrying, you spend no time.
sure we're taller in other dimension. You say we're small and not worth the mention. You're tired of moving, your body's aching. We could vacate as places to go. Clearly this is it. All that there is, can't take what's been given. Oh, we're so okay here, we're doing fine. Mama and naked, you dream of walls that hold us in prison. It's just a skull, that's what they call it. And we're free to fall.
That was White Ferrari by Frank Ocean. Sorry about the static there. I'm not sure what happened with that. I think our mics were pointed weird near the speaker.
Yeah, something like that.
I think that was the issue. But that was pretty loud. Apologies. But Luke, do you have a song potentially that you'd want to play? I could definitely play something if
you
wanted to, but I'm chill with whatever.
Very different. House of Prue Corner by Kenny Loggins.
Wait, can you talk real quick, Luke?
Yeah, what?
Okay, yeah, I need to turn up your mic. Try talking now.
Hi.
There we go. All right, so, sorry, what was the song again?
House at Prue Corner by Kenny Loggins.
Can you say that title one more time?
House at Prue Corner.
Like,
Winnie the Pooh.
Like Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, dude.
Is it, like, all, like, references and allegories to Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah. Okay. Or it's, like, about it or something.
So is that on, is this going to be Spotify?
Spotify. That yep. Is. It says Loggins and Messina, but I don't know what that means.
Huh, like.
I don't know much about him anyway, so.
Huge collab? Is that what this is about?
I don't. It's in the Essential Kenny Loggins album.
And you definitely have to listen to it.
Yes.
House at Prue Corner.
Dude, those headphones are about to fall off.
Yeah, no, I have them, like, slightly ajar, so I can, like, hear both on the speaker and on this.
That's true. It's good.
But, you know, gotta keep it a balanced show. We're very, as you can probably tell, we're working with some interesting tech. So once we get used to it, it's gonna be pretty solid.
Yeah.
Alright, let's hit it into a song.
Let's hit it.
Alright, here is House at Prue Corner. By Loggins and Messina, I guess.
Just Kenny Loggins.
Really, really pushing Messina out of the picture. I think it's like a collab album.
I don't know, man.
Alright. House at Prue Corner by either Loggins and Messina or Kenny Loggins. Either one's fine.
Yeah.
So I sent him to ask of Yal if he's there. How'd loosen a jar from the nose of a bear? So
help me if you can. I've got to get back to the house if you call by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. All the clouds from the sky, back to the days of Christopher Robin and Pooh.
That was House at Pooh Corner by Loggins and Messina, or Kenny Loggins, whichever one you want to go with. Either one works. What are we looking to play? Let's see. I think it's my turn again.
Yep.
Incredible. How do we feel about... Okay, so Paranoid by Post Malone is a clean song.
Okay.
How would we feel about sliding that into the playlist?
I mean, go ahead. Dude.
We got some upvotes. We got some downvotes. How do we feel, dog?
I got a side vote.
What do you mean a side vote?
I don't care, dude.
I appreciate that. Just keeping it chill. Keeping it.
I'm a dog.
That's what we Not do. Used to autonomy.
That's what we do.
Okay. You just chill.
Yep.
Just roll with the flow.
Nah, yeah.
I feel like dogs have some opinions.
Not all dogs.
Can't just generalize just dogs like that.
I think it's just me, actually.
The only dog who's chill.
Yeah.
Out of all the dogs.
Well, like this chill.
This, okay. I got you. On. That makes sense.
Anyway.
Anyways, we're gonna kick off another song.
Music.
I do like music. We're gonna hit it with Paranoid.
Okay.
By Post Malone.
Sweet.
Never know when someone come and try to take my life. I'll be sleeping with the 45 like every night. In the whip, I pray to God I don't see flashing lights. God damn, they're right behind me. I see you, I'm watching, yeah. When people wanna be, you don't trust no one. Tell me why I can't get no relief. Wondering when they'll come for me.
trust us all like I'm Snowden. Right by the bed, keep it loaded. Lord have mercy if they broken. I don't ever sleep, yeah, I'm wide awake. If you try to pull up to my place, beam is gonna hit you a mile away. I promise one of us gonna die. Helicopters in the sky, no, we can't escape the eyes. Politicians and the lies. Tell me what's the point of picking sides.
Post Malone. How's it going over there?
It's going pretty good.
Okay, so for context, Dog just put on the headphones that we have here in the studio, and it's a really big change because it sounds like you're listening to it on the radio, because you are.
Yeah, and it like doubles my voice, so it's weird. Mm-hmm. Also, like, you know, Dog.
Of course.
Super sensitive ears.
That's very true. I'd imagine it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Some sort of multiplier, more overwhelming. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to need a new song.
I got
another Kenny Loggins song. Yeah, I got you.
No, I have a request from a viewer.
Okay, we're going to evaluate it.
A fellow dog.
Oh, okay.
And she's requesting Time After Time.
The Iron and Wine cover?
I don't know.
I'm going to assume it's the Iron and Wine cover.
If you know which dog it is, you probably should.
I think I do know which dog this is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to I'm just going to assume it's the cover, because that's the one that I think... When I was hanging out with that dog, I remember playing this. And I'm saying that they liked it, so I'm going to assume it's this one. So,
hanging out with other dogs?
Yeah, man, I'm not exclusive.
Who does that?
I don't know, dude. I just like dogs, man.
It's messed up, man. I thought we had something. But just play the song.
Thought we had that.
Just play
that
song.
Owner and pet relationship.
Just play the song, man.
As he opens I don't know what's going on over there. But anyways, we're gonna play Time After Time by Iron and Wine.
That rhyme, though.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback, warm nights, almost left behind. Suitcase of memories, time after sometime. Picture me, I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me, I can't hear what you said. Then you say, go slow, I fall behind. the second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. Fades and darkness has turned to gray. Watching through windows, you're wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen from deep inside. The drum beats out of time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I will be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I will be waiting. Time after time.
That was Time After Time by Iron and Wine. I think I might have played that in the first show that we had, now that I'm thinking about it. But it's such a good song, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just so nice to listen to, especially like late at night.
Yeah.
Just like getting ready for bed.
In the dark.
Getting a little introspective.
Yeah.
Relaxing from the day. Chills you out, man. Chills you out.
Relaxing, relaxing.
Mm-hmm. 100%. So we do need another song. I think it's your turn.
It is my turn.
I'm gonna need some fire suggestions.
Just open the wrong app.
Oh yeah, this is SoundCloud. Just accidentally like looked up Bandcamp for the website.
Don't test me.
Looks at a Vimeo video instead of SoundCloud.
Vimeo.
They're basically the same thing, just different types of platforms.
VidMe.
That one, is Vimeo even a real, isn't that just like a non-legitimate like it's streaming like website?
If you it's like, or whatever.
Oh, is it? Okay. I was thinking more like, I thought it was more like Putlocker or something.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe.
That might be something
Video
like that.
Me or something.
Something like that, yeah.
VidMe sounds too smart of a name.
Basically, the websites that we mentioned are illegal streaming websites. Very edgy. For the teens.
You know us. You know me. Yeah. A dog. Edgy. Yeah,
we're pretty edgy. Not that we partake, but it's a pretty edgy concept.
I'm pretty edgy right now.
Yeah. I can tell by the giant headphones that you're wearing.
Yeah.
And that actually pretty very cool t-shirt. Well, 3/4 sleeve t-shirt.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Thank you.
It's pretty dope. It has like a VHS type on it. That's pretty cool. But I feel like the VHS tape is kinda, it's like a faded VHS tape.
I think it's a music tape.
It says VHS tape on your t-shirt.
Never mind.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I stand corrected.
Dog.
All right.
Dogs sometimes have memory gaps.
Okay.
That's cool.
I'm going to be...
Sorry, dog. Continue.
God, this guy. I'm sorry.
No. You're good.
How about... Santa Maria Boulevard by Yoohoo.
Is this gonna be a SoundCloud transition?
Yeah.
So we're moving over to SoundCloud.
Could be on Spotify.
We're taking a good old trip over to SoundCloud.
I don't know.
How am I gonna look this
up? If it's on Spotify or not. Just look up Santa Maria Boulevard.
Some do.
But like with the abbreviation for Boulevard.
Oh, right.
No one would spell the whole one. I doubt even people even know how to spell it.
Really flaming some people right now. Don't know how to spell Boulevard.
I don't know why.
feel like Boulevard's an easy word.
Well, no, I'm not flaming them. It's just I understand because I've been there.
Oh, yeah. You've experienced it. You have that anecdotal experience.
I also didn't know how to spell Boulevard at some point.
That's, you know, that's a very good point, actually. I also...
I think think this is what saves everyone.
I think this is the ultimate equalizer.
Everyone has done that at some point.
World peace?
Yeah, basically.
Get that democratic peace theory out of there. Get all that stuff. Get out that, you know, all those theories trying to fix international relations and international politics. We're just going to roll.
We just did it here.
We're just going to roll with the word Boulevard being kind of hard to spell when you haven't learned it yet.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because a lot of the world... A good percentage of the world doesn't know English. They wouldn't know how to spell Boulevard, first off.
And even harder for them.
Second off, it's a hard word.
It is.
In general, regardless of whether you have experience with English. So
easily, I could say with confidence.
I'm listening.
It's advanced.
It's definitely advanced. It's an advanced word.
Yeah.
It has a weird spelling.
You need
a weird
to be
pronunciation.
Advanced.
Because English has a lot of specific words that are just...
weird.
Their pronunciation does not match up,
like, just weird
with their spelling, which is just unfortunate for people trying, like, to learn English.
To the guy, really, to the guys, like, to the all the people who, like, made words,
dude, come on. Why?
What
were you doing?
Were you thinking?
What were you thinking? You're like, oh, this word is not complicated enough, and it's not hard enough to say. I need to make sure only I can say
they
it.
They were probably just like, it's not going to catch on anyway, so we're just, like, not going to be around when
Don't
it catches
worry.
On. So let's
English,
just make, let's just mess with it right now.
English not going to spread. Definitely not going to become a weird language. And just convey both power and a language.
Anyway, how'd the search for the song go?
That was getting so much.
We were talking for a while.
Yeah. I did find the song about 3 minutes ago.
Okay, good.
So here is Santa Maria Boulevard and Ihu, the artist.
That's the artist.
I think.
No, so, it is.
Okay.
It is.
It's Santa Maria Boulevard by Ihu. Glad we went into that little
tangent.
Linguistics tangent when I was talking about, like, English being a weird representation of American identity now.
Anyway,
which is odd.
We solved World Peace, so we're good.
We did.
Let's just play
the song. I think we balanced ourselves out.
Yeah,
here is
yeah.
Santa Maria Boulevard by Ihu. Santa Maria Boulevard by Ihu. Very chill song.
Yeah.
I'm a good old big fan of that song. Definitely bumps. Thank you for suggesting it.
No worries.
So we will need another song. I'm gonna take a look. While that's happening, let's do a little quick segment. First, I'm gonna put on my headphones. Gotta make sure I'm locked in for full riffing mode. All right, so how's your day, Luke?
It's pretty good, I guess.
Pretty solid. Pretty chill. Can you give me a personal view into the day of a dog?
Well, I woke up at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like
always oversleeping.
I don't have anywhere to be.
That's true.
So, and I don't have like a tight schedule, you know?
Yeah, not a lot going on.
So I like woke up. There was food in my bowl, so that's nice, I guess.
I would imagine it's nice to wake up.
I still don't know where it comes from, but
okay.
I'm just gonna trust it, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
Don't look the gift horse in the mouth, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't think dogs would know that saying, huh?
No, I didn't know dogs picked up on colloquialisms.
We do.
Okay.
Anyway, after that, just like walked around.
I got you.
And then went back.
It sounds fairly relaxing.
Yeah.
It seems like a pretty chill existence.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta walk around a lot.
That's true. You do have a lot of pacing to do. That you gotta get big. You gotta eat big.
Yep.
Huge meals.
Huge dog.
I guess your bulking season.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta hit the gym 8 times a day, minimum.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, dude.
But my gym is just walking around.
Yeah, dude. Cardio, important. Yeah. Keep you lean. Lean, mean fighting machine.
Yep.
All right, thanks for that. Thanks for that look inside being a dog.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. That was good. I like that. All right, so we're going to play. You know, I'm deciding between two specific songs, and I'm not sure which one to pick.
Hit me with them.
All right, so we have Dream Sequence by Kendall Miles. Very good song. Mm-hmm. It's very chill. It has like that nice little, that opening where it's like very sweet. Like one where it's like stay forever. You know that one?
Oh yeah.
That
yeah.
One's chill. I'm actually gonna play that. I just convinced myself.
You can play both of them today.
You're making a very good point. I so just realized we can play more than one song.
You're good.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Everything's working out. This is good.
I got you.
This is good. Thank you for helping me reason that out. So, here is Dream Sequence by Kendall Miles.
Can I stay a bit longer?
Stay forever.
Thank you.
That was Dream Sequence by Kendall Miles. Very, very relaxing song.
Yeah.
Definitely puts you in a very, very content, a little bit sleepy mood, for sure.
Yeah, I'm way sleepier now.
Yeah, dude. It's a nice song, for sure. Very satisfying. All right, so I don't know if you have a song.
I do.
Ooh, okay. I'm listening.
In Your Arms by Saib.
Is that on
Spotify?
Yeah. Ooh, good Saib's song. Good. Very good song. I've been meaning to listen to the song recently, actually. I thought about this song the other day. I couldn't remember what it was called, but now that I see the title, I remember what it sounds like.
I got you.
So, In Your Arms by... Can you say the name again?
Saib.
Very good song.
Sunday, 운동을 끊을 매고서
That was In Your Arms by Saeb. Very chill song.
So good.
Man, our vibes are like super sleepy.
Mm-hmm. That's why I picked that one.
I've gone from fairly energetic to like basically in my bed already.
Yeah.
We're actually just carrying the microphones with us. We took our portable ones. We're almost back to where we're living.
Yeah.
Just ready to
knock out. I mean, I'm a dog, so anywhere is my bed.
That's fair. That is very fair. Just knock out anywhere. On the grass. On that weird chair over there.
I don't care, dude.
On top of that air conditioner.
As long as I'm sitting down.
Laying against the barely finished mural on the wall.
It should be cool.
I feel like that one would be pretty fun.
Maybe not what should be their main priority right now.
No, dude. Everything else has been running smoothly. Do you remember the beginning of our show?
I totally remember that.
It was really good. I thought it went pretty well, and definitely everyone heard all the songs and could, their ears definitely weren't falling apart from when the static thing, like,
yeah.
That was cool.
And obviously not WJRH's just fault.
No. It's pure, it's 100%
on us.
On us.
110%.
Easily, yeah.
I concede.
What were you gonna say?
I said I concede.
Oh, okay. This is a battle. We just lose against WJRH.
Yeah. Obviously.
Huge court case.
Yeah, you guys missed it.
Just a Bueno's dog v. WJRH.
We'd win.
Yeah, we'd win. Yeah, we should have done a policy analysis on this.
Stop. Play the song. Play Egyptian.
I don't actually have a song.
Play Egyptian Pools.
That's
by
a good
Ginseng.
Song. That's a good song.
Keeping with our
literally make you fall asleep vibe. Actually make you fall asleep vibe.
Yeah, if any of our viewers are...
if anyone's driving right now, just
stop, turn us off.
Because you will just...
Get out of here. We don't even want you here. We just want you safe.
Whoa. Well, that's good.
I turned it around.
Yeah, because I was like, whoa, doesn't like drivers over here.
If any of our viewers are still awake, you can't really do anything because we don't have the phones.
That is very true.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Very valid.
That was really sassy. I'm sorry.
I was a little sassy.
I'm a dog. I can't even warrant doing that. I can't back
it up. Doesn't have the autonomy to back it up.
I can't. I can't. It's just...
That's super fair.
No one's going to take me seriously.
I'm taking you seriously over here.
I mean, I know you do. Because okay. Like, ride or die. But
yeah,
like,
super fair. Same.
No one else does.
That's fair.
Would you take a dog who speaks seriously?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I do.
I know you... I just said that.
Nah, I'm just making sure you know. So...
Thank you.
Here is...
Appreciate it.
Egyptian Pools, great suggestion by Ginseng.
Yeah.
That was Egyptian Pools by Ginseng. We're looking for a sick beat.
Pretty sick beat.
All right, so it's called So Far to Go by J Dilla.
Classic.
This is the instrumental version off of The Shining instrumental. It's the instrumental version of The Shining, which is one of his albums from like 2006.
Yeah. Well, it's like a collection because he died
that's
early.
That's true.
Just like,
yeah.
R.I.P.
Very sad. Actually, I don't know why I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, pretty sad.
Him and New Jobs. Mm-hmm. The lo-fi gods.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
All right. They're
so good.
They are so good.
I'm sorry.
Here is So Far to Go by J Dilla. Thank you. That was So Far to Go by J Dilla, the instrumental version, off of the instrumental version of The Shining. So, that was really just rolling with sleepy vibes right now.
Yeah. We have to.
Exhausted from this music. I am just knocked right out.
I know. It's good.
I didn't realize how long of a day I had until right now. Exhausting day. Anyways.
What can I say except you're welcome.
Thanks, man.
Shoutouts to Moana.
Moana's a good movie. I was gonna sigh, and then I was like, well, it's not really sigh level. It's got some good music. Yeah, it's got some good music. Animated characters, man. Not their best movie.
No. The writing was
a little suspect.
It's like,
I'm not sure about the chicken character either.
Okay. Yeah, the chicken was annoying.
I was gonna say the pig had to be the main one.
And then didn't do anything with.
I was hoping they'd bring the pig, but nope. Very unlucky. Well, so we do have a PSA to read. We can't access the new PSAs right now, but I did find this like crumpled up piece of paper that does have words on it. Someone also drew a heart on here, which is very cute.
It would be if the paper wasn't.
I feel like it's kind of aesthetic. Like, look at this.
The heart, you mean?
Yeah, with the paper.
You're right.
It looks like an old love letter or something.
Damn.
But like from like middle school, so it's like a little crude. And it's like written on a piece of paper that was like ripped out of someone's like binder.
Damn. World building to the max right now.
I like world building. I would
watch that movie.
Yeah, but the kid handing this love letter to someone in middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would too. Introspective film about the middle school experience with a case study.
Yeah.
So basically like Boyhood, but just middle school.
Yeah.
I would vibe with that. Also, did you just sniff the mic?
I'm a dog, dude. Okay, I couldn't help it.
That's super fair. I got you. I guess it just comes
when
with the whole
package.
When
your nose is this good, you can't help it sometimes.
Oh, right. You don't want to, like...
You guys wouldn't understand.
Don't want to waste it. Don't waste
like
the gift.
It's like a superpower, yeah.
That's fair. Like
what,
a super...
am I not going to use it?
Just like a super taster, but like just your nose.
But super tasters are weird, so...
Whoa, is this like some super like conflict dynamics? Like people have like different super versions of the senses.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a weird like divide.
We hate each other.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot.
It's just like, I don't know.
This is like
creative differences.
This is like X-Men if like different mutants had like factions and like fought against each other.
They should do that.
That would be an interesting dynamic, but I feel like they're not really into the whole like race war allegory. I feel like they wouldn't really vibe with that.
Rip.
Is that like
that
not
idea?
That's like definitely what that is.
Yeah,
that would be kind of an issue.
That's basically an entirety of X-Men, though.
Yeah, that is literally X-Men. Never mind. It just would be different because it would just
be
mutants.
Yeah, they don't care about that already.
Yeah, I was gonna say there already is a race war dynamic in that film. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, the PSA we mentioned that segued us into how X-Men is basically race war. That's what we just did.
Oh my god.
Isn't that what we just did?
Yes, that is.
Tangents are dangerous.
I would testify. That is what we did.
That is definitely what we did. Here is a PSA that is titled Separate, which is just a very like heavy title to have, but it's just
that
not
is.
A it's not it is a heavy thing, but not like what,
as
you,
heavy
what
as
you're
you
thinking.
Think. Yeah,
not
yeah.
what you're thinking. Okay. So I'm gonna start it. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. See, this is just like way less serious than I was implying.
You said it was heavy.
No, it's not.
It's not at all.
It's not at all. It's about food poisoning, but it's not fun. But it's not like, whoa. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly this is actually dark. I take this back. And roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. a public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. That was a heavy statistic, but apparently a very important issue. Definitely focus on not eating like raw food, because it seems like a problem.
I mean, I do that all the time. Maybe it's different for dogs.
Yeah, it's probably, it's, yeah. Not a huge bio guy. Couldn't really help you out there.
Wow.
Are you saying you're a bio major? I guess dogs can't go to college.
Yeah, I'm, don't tell anyone I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, he actually, I just had,
the doghouse tried to get me, but no way am I stepping foot in there.
Dude, you kind of,
jeez.
That's some heat right there. That is some heat.
I meant the dogs there, not the people.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
It's not like a not circus a, in there or
not
something.
Not a huge, I almost just like, I genuinely, I'm not going to say it, but I genuinely remember like all of the names of the dogs that I've seen, and I was just going to like riff one off. That would have been so much.
I probably know him.
Just call out a random dog that actually don't exists. Names, actually. Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. I'm not going to. But that would have been a lot.
Yeah.
Big. We're some big doghouse fans over here, but apparently not.
I mean, obviously.
Apparently not. You're, yeah, okay. You definitely encourage more dogs on campus, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's important to...
I just don't want to be in there.
That's right. Like,
I don't know. That's not me.
That's not you. You're not going the full service dog. You're more chill dog.
Yeah.
Don't really. You just want to go with the flow. You don't have to. Exactly. Not a structured guy.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Everything's got to be different every day.
You got me. You got me pegged. Got
to pace around in different directions every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we had this talk. We are going to need one more song. One more song, I guess. And then we're going to end our show. Because it is going kind of long. But let's see. Looking at a very aggressive lo-fi playlist right now. I may need some suggestions. Crowdsourcing. Do you have a suggestion?
I'm looking.
That's a pretty good one.
To Be Happy by Joey Pecoraro.
Ooh, okay. Very good. Very good choice.
Joey Pecoraro. The one with that guy in the beginning.
The guy.
The only song I like that samples like some TED Talk or whatever.
Samples some TED Talk.
Or what? Some like professor.
What's the song? What's the song again?
To Be Happy.
Is that on Little Pear?
I don't know. It's on Tired Boy.
There we go. Okay. To Be Happy. Alright, so we're going to be playing?
Just going
to
say, those are two amazing album names.
What, Tired Boy and Little Pear? Those are good.
So good.
They fit nicely with each other.
Yeah.
Those words just flow well together as well. Like Tired Boy, Little Pear.
So good.
So good.
Anyways.
Here is To Be Happy by Joey Pecoraro off of his album, Tired Boy.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
We all know quite a number of people who have everything that it would take to be happy, and they are not happy because they want something else, so they want more of the same. And we all know people who have lots of misfortune, and they are deeply happy. They radiate happiness. Why? Thank you.
again. That was To Be Happy by Joey Pecoraro. So you have been listening to Just a Boy and His Dog. I'm Boy.
I'm Dog.
Thank you for listening, honestly. It's been pretty chill.
Thank you so much.
This has been a great vibe.
Nobody listens to me.
Hey, dude. Talking
besides
dog,
this guy.
Talking guy. Same thing.
It's like...
Same thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. Anytime. All right, so you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I hope you guys have a good rest of your night. Hope you
sleep
well, because I think I'm going to sleep pretty well after all that chill music that we played. I'm very drowsy.
I'm going to knock out.
I'm definitely going to knock out. So glad you guys could enjoy that experience with us.
Again, if any of you are on the road, should have turned us off before this, but I'll let you off with a warning this time.
Glad you hit him with that warning. That's real nice of you.
You're welcome.
Super kind. Anyways, so that's going to be our show. Have a good night.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.